أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وآله الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Continuing with our look at the journaling of the Quran and the ayat that begin with يا أيها الذين آمنوا. Today we will look at ayah 101 of Surah المائدة. So that's Surah number 5. And in this ayah, Allah says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, or you who profess belief, or you who believe. لَا تَسْعَلُوا أَنْ أَشْيَاءَ إِن تُبْدَ لَكُمْ تَسُؤْكُمْ. Do not ask that if the answers were given, you wouldn't like it, or they would trouble you. وَإِن تَسْعَلُوا أَنْهَا, and if you question about these, هِنَا يُنَزِّلُ الْقُرْآنَ تُبْدَ لَكُمْ, when the Qur'an is being revealed, they will be declared to you. So that particular part was a historical part. If you were to ask questions as the Qur'an was being revealed, the answer would be given to you. You may not like it. And then he said, أَفَاللَّهُ, Allah pardons you with love, anha, about it. وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ عَلِيمٌ, Allah is غَفُور, He is forgiving, and حَلِيم, He is forbearing. Now, the occasion of this revelation, Imam Ali alayhi salam says that one day the Prophet was talking about the command of Allah about Hajj, and a person whose name was Akasha, some other narration says Suraka, asked whether this commandment was for only a year or it was about performing Hajj every year. And the Prophet delayed answering him. And he repeated the question from every side, two or three times, several times, kept on asking the same question. And the Prophet said, why do you persist so much? If I were to answer you positively, then performing Hajj every year would become wajib and it would become a problem for you. And as long as I've not said anything, then don't push it. From the time we're children, we seem hardwired to ask the question, why? Why is the sky blue? Why do I have to wear a coat in winter? When we try to be introspective, then we ask, why did I do this? Why does this hurt so much? And to begin with, it's often a very unhelpful answer. I don't know. And then it all troubles us a little bit more. So before we do ask those questions, we've got to think about, what will I do with the answer? Will I be able to act upon it? Will I be able to counsel? Will I be able to listen to the person better if it's talking about someone? Or simply, is it something that if I know, I have no control over it, and then it will trouble me even more? The classical thing we always do is the concept of istikhara. Istikhara is something that we do when we're completely 50-50 on a matter. We're absolutely not sure, and therefore then we turn to the Quran to ask the question of whether we should do something or we should not. If we knew what we wanted to do, then there is no point in istikhara, because the answer that comes will trouble us if it wasn't the one we were looking for. Sometimes in questions of jurisprudence, there is only a particular right answer, but we go to different scholars and ask the question in different ways, thinking we might get the answer we want. And then when we don't get the answer, it troubles us. Even simple things like moon sighting, my goodness, we get so upset. When we have the answers from those who have studied it, but we're looking for something else. The other sort of questions that trouble us are rhetorical questions. They are figures of speech in the form of a question that is asked to make a point rather than to get a positive answer. For example, can't you do anything right? That particular question is intended not to ask about the listener's ability, but rather to insinuate the listener's lack of ability. So basically the message here is, before we ask questions, pause. Think, is this going to be useful if I know the answer? Will I be able to act on it in a positive way? Will I be able to counsel someone? Will I be able to listen? Or simply, I can't do anything about it and it's only going to agitate me. Then don't ask the question. Let us pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to give us the tawfiq to be able to discern between what to ask and what not to. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.